okay, they're going, if you're going fishing, you gotta go down this ramp and launch.
The ramp to put it in the water.
Would you say launch?
Yeah, I guess you would.
What would you say if you don't go put the boat into the water you're going?
Launch it down there.
Okay. What kind of boat would you use in a little small pond that has something to oars, you know, to it? What kind of boat would that be?
Hand oars, I think.
What kind of boat would you use with those oars?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of rowboat?
I don't know.
Anything else? Call that? Mm-hmm. John Boat or something? Mm-hmm. All right, now this is more like what you'd be doing. If you went to the store, you was going to make a new, buy you some material to make a new dress. If you didn't know what kind of material you want, you'd ask them to show you a bunch of what would you say? You wanted to see a bunch of just little bitty pieces of it. Mm-hmm. What would you call those?
Samples.
Okay. If somebody had on a dress and you wanted one just like it, and it, you thought it looked so good, you say, "Oh, your dress is so
good."
And what might you wear of that pretty dress not to mess it up when you're cooking? And if you was going to sign your name and ink, you'd use a
pen.
And what kind of, like if you was going to pin on a baby diaper, what would you use then?
Safety.
Is there any difference between the spelling of this kind of pen and that pen?
I think so.
Okay. What is, if you go to the store and you buy some soup, what kind of cans does it come in? What you put on outside when it's real cold.
Cold.
All right, now, what does a three-piece suit consist of? If you had three pieces, you'd have
a sweater, pants, and a shirt, and a pants, and a coat.
What's the little piece that was made out of the same material as the coat, but it's just a little thing that you wear on the inside of the coat over your shirt? What would that be called? You know, you just button it up. Sometimes it had a little watch pocket in it that men wore.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, how about a vest?
Yeah.
Did they ever call anything out?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
A waistcoat?
Yeah, they are called waistcoats. Usually called waistcoats when the girls wore them.
And so if a man wore it, it'd be
the vest.
If you're going outdoors in the wintertime without your coat, you say, "Hey, Louise, bring me, here I've gone out without my coat."
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm.
Okay. If she's already given you coat, you say if she ran out there with it to you, you say, "Thank you for..."
I'm not much help.
Okay. If the coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
Too small.
Say it won't fit me this year because I've grown, but last year...
It fit.
Okay. If your old clothes wore out, you'd have to go to town and buy you a...
Buy some new ones.
All right, you say you bought you a new suit of clothes?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say then? A matching coat, and if you had a new matching coat, mm-hmm. and new trousers, or a new skirt with a coat, you say you had
a matching.
So a new